that you're wanting to kick off now, being started in April, is especially with the grants coming in, the selling of the property and all those things. I'm very interested in what you're trying to do. The Recplex part of it, is I'm a big supporter in trying to get that. I think that location is a good location, a perfect location. The acreage, whether 8 acres is is enough or not, I don't know, but that's a good start. Mm-hmm. But like I said, there's several things I've got wrote down as you as you went through here that I would like to discuss with you some other time. Unfortunately, we have a funeral that we have to attend here shortly. But if you would like to visit with me or any other member of the commission on individual things, and I know everybody scratched down a little bit of information as you talked there, but there's adjustments in your presentation that you need to make so the public, their perception of what
you're... There's a different presentation I do for the public.
Right.
For you guys.
Right. Okay. Their perception is not overrated that you're... you're in a rush program,
right,
according to the way that you said it.
I have a totally
so,
different one for you.
Anyway, I'm in total support of what you're trying to do.
Okay.
We have a realtor sitting here trying to get your building sold and all that as a top priority, mm-hmm. with the stipulations that they can't take over until a certain amount of time.
That's what we're looking at too.
So, I'm taking up more time than I wanted to because in the discussion, but I would like to meet with you or meet individually with the other commissioners to talk about some things, and you can get some ideas from your PowerPoint that'll help you with the public sell of this. And donors is something that will tell you that they can do it now. But that don't mean they can do it tomorrow.
No, I know that.
And so those things are...
And just so you know, the banks have requested... I have a professional... They asked for a business plan. And so I did put together a business plan, which I think will answer some of your questions.
Right.
And so I could get a copy of that to each of you if you would like that. Because that's very detailed as far as... what we've had to do, because as far as grants, I've done grants before, and I do know there's a timeline. You have to have bookkeeping on it and all that kind of stuff. So
you talk about this ongoing support, and I want to make this available. Have you talked to the senior board on the amount of money that they're going to set aside for each year?
I did, and the other day they have had a tax cut again. And so I don't think we're going to get a whole lot more than what we're getting currently. And there's a lot of people, because we're talking about meals. And
they haven't had a tax cut. I don't know how that they would present that there would be a tax cut whenever they...
They were told that their budget this year, because they just had their meeting, their budget this year is only going to be $500,000. Last year it was $540,000. The year before it was $600,000. So I have no idea why it's lower, but it's lower.
Right. And that may be a... They're trying to estimate, just like we're going to be trying to estimate on our budget, they're trying to estimate.
Yeah.
And so they'll need to know, and you'll need to know, and the banks will need to know,
right.
and the grant people need
right.
to know exactly how much you can get from each of these
right.
parties that's promised you funding.
We usually request about $25,000 to $30,000 a year. I requested
$59,000
this year.
Yeah. Okay, I know we got to get moved
Thank
on
you.
To...
But let me know. I have business cards, and then if you want to email me or call me, or if you have them, that I can call you guys for whoever wants to meet with me. I'm very flexible, so I can meet with you guys.
Hey, Dan, can we request a letter of support from the commission for the grant?
For the grants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have any problem with that. As far as the letter of support, that doesn't mean that the county is going to be responsible for the funding, but we are supportive.
Support the
right.
We have letters right now. We have letters of support from the senators, the both state and federal senators.
As I stated earlier, you're going to have to make some adjustments so that those people, when that you ask for the support, you can't put your timeline to where it can't be reached. And dealing with anything, a building project or anything like that, I've been on school board projects, gymnasium projects, county projects with this down here, and it always runs way longer than anticipated. And the false hopes, that'll cut way down on your donations. So you may be able to do it, but what I'm saying is whenever you can't get it done, what you've stated in a certain period of time.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and let you guys, I just had so much stuff wrote down here as she was talking, I just had to get it out. Ready to move on? Or?
Did you need this back?
No, that's pretty good.
I don't have anything further on this, so thank you very much for your presentation. Let's see, we have next on the agenda court orders.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
As you can tell by your books, there's a pretty good size load of court orders today.
Mike, I'm going to ask that I'm going to recess out of this, leave this to you two gentlemen to take care of, and I'm going to make an appearance and at a funeral, and then be back later. Harlem's mom.
First set of court orders I've got is personal property paid abatements, which are refunds. Abatement numbers 300149 and 300150. And on both of them, it says taxpayer in office to claim she had paid on the 2013 model of a Chevy Cruze when the actual year of the vehicle was a 2012. Did a refund abatement of $680 assessed. Please return $680 assessed back to the taxpayer. And that was in 2011. Let's get down here to taxpayer claimed a 2013 model when they should have claimed the 2012 model in 2015 tax year. The difference would be $1,270 assessed. Please refund back $1,270 to the taxpayer for 2015 tax year. And $150 is for the 2015 tax year, and $149 is the 2014 tax year.
Does everything still go off of the VIN number?
Sure. Yeah, we do use VIN numbers.
So whenever they put down 2000, does the VIN number not automatically populate everything?
The VIN numbers are just, they're being worked in over the last few years. We don't have all VIN numbers. So I would say that the VIN numbers weren't there, that wouldn't happen.
So whenever they say the year is different, do you guys put the VIN number in at that time?
Yeah, whenever we work with somebody on anything like this, we get the VIN numbers.
So that could be the reason for the large change in valuation?
Yep.
And what's that valuation based? How do they?
NADA.
Okay. anything until we have everything in there, VIN numbers, and we're not having to change years and model years the whole time.
Well, I'd say the majority in the next couple of years.
We'll have it.
But you'll still battle it from time to time. And when folks turn in their assessment list, they don't always put those in there, so you're going to always have that issue, I'm sure.
Label this Exhibit A with today's date, which is the 17th. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 10/17/2016.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set of abatements I have should be real estate paid abatements, which are refunds. And it's abatement number 202775. Erroneous. It's an erroneous refund from commercial value. Software caused erroneous assessment. See if there's any more notes in here, but it says right here, during software conversion, commercial value was added, residential was not decreased, updated 2013-06-24.
Commercial need to be added back in then?
Does commercial have to be need to be added back into this?
It says it was accidentally during software conversion, commercial value was deleted and residential was not decreased. While commercial's deleted, doesn't residential increase?
Well, it says in the letter that this is a residential property, and they read what you're saying. Commercial value is added, residential is not decreased.
So if commercial is taken away, then residential would increase, would it not?
Well, let me pull it up, but I'm going to say that the way that reads is that they had the value on there twice, in the residential and maybe I'm not reading it right. Okay, in 2014, well, it goes all the way back to 2009, the residential appraised value was $215,700. In 2015, that residential value stayed the same exactly, but there was an additional commercial value of $108,944 added.